Rena Williams is with us this morning. Rena, for folks that don't know your story or what sex trafficking is, what do you tell them?
Sex trafficking is when somebody uses another human being as a commodity for the dollar sign. When they abuse and use them over and over for them to sexually exploit themselves. Yes. It's the second largest crime in the world today. And it's getting bigger and the demands are getting higher for victims for sex trafficking.
Demand as?
For the buyers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it cultural?
No.
It's all over.
Yeah. I currently, right now in Portland, Oregon, what I do is I'm trying to help. Like, there's 70% of trafficking victims are gang affiliated. So I'm trying to educate not only, you know, the young girls, young women, but the young men too. But
it is both sides.
Yes,
of the,
yeah. Yes. And then also internationally, you know, like the global trafficking, I educate young kids, the youth, on, you know, they're in Asia, you know, because they need to know, you know, too, that this is going on all over and they can get kidnapped and they need to stay safe. So that's why I talk about social media, too, because the traffickers are getting smarter.
That's what I was wondering.
Yes.
If with the social media and the Facebooks and all that kind of stuff, and I don't Facebook. Spend too much time on the computer here. I don't need to do it at home also as fun. That has made it more challenging and easier.
Easier
to attract, more challenging to follow up with.
Yes, yes.
If somebody, and I know it's not an absolute, but if somebody is not active on social media, mm-hmm. is it more or less apt for them to be seduced into this arena?
Oh, they would have to try to find hot spots, but most of it is on social media today, you know.
So you're saying I am a dinosaur then?
Yeah, you
are. Okay.
Just kidding. No, it's more high tech. It's more, you know, I was talking at our dinner last night and with the serotonist, and you know, they're putting trackers inside victims today. So that's how high the technology is going.
You mean like the
GPS
with the chip?
Yes, because they're you can buy them in the United States. So they're using trackers. It's a RFID chip. Yeah. So it's I know they're getting smarter. You know, the technology. You know, with the social media and, you know, everything.
How different is sex trafficking from prostitution?
It's
or
the same thing.
Are they one a subset of the other?
What happened is back east in 1997, they did a language change in the court system. So instead of saying prostitution, we say victim. Instead of saying pimp, they say trafficker. Instead of saying buyer, they say, no, instead of saying John or trick, they say liar. So they changed, and in Portland, Oregon, we changed it in our legal system through the state in 2009. You know, the West Coast is kind of slow compared to the East Coast, as you know.
Gee, finally something we're not on the cutting edge on. Gee.
Yeah. It's okay.
Is the demand increasing? Or is the supply increasing? If we looked at the basic economic model, typically supply follows demand.
I would say that it's the demand. And it's a barrier. There's a barrier there, you know, with people not really, really taking this serious, you know, because people are getting more kidnapped. They're getting seduced, you know, easier, you know, instead of just kidnapping them, you know, like gunpoint. They do a lot of psychological stuff, what they call the grooming process. So they build a relationship, which could take up to 6 months. And, they lower those boundaries by giving them gifts, money, and, you know, stuff that a young, vulnerable boy or girl would like, you know.
Isn't that how most gangs
start
to... And you'd mentioned 70% currently is the percentage that are gang-related activities.
Yeah.
For the other 30%, is it similar, but there's just not a gang association, or is it a different dynamic that's at work?
It's different. There's all scenarios. Like, I have a victim that she's a high-end call girl. She does escort. It's really, you know, that she wants to get out. So it's not gang affiliated. And then there's other girls that may be a dancer, and it's not gang affiliation. So there's different scenarios.
Dancers, I don't know what, I know
there's adult entertainment.
Okay, nice. I knew there was a phrase. You know.
That's what we say.
Why am I really, like, out to lunch on this stuff?
Oh. Nice meeting you. No.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the scenarios that I think is portrayed is that gals going to college, work, you know, job.
Yeah.
And that they do that because the compensation and the time associated with it allows them to be able to continue their education. Okay, voyeur-esque and all that kind of stuff, but that's about it. Is that really the case, or often are there other activities in addition to the stage?
No, I believe 95% of the women that have to sexually exploit their body, you know, I believe the research has said that they've had some type of abuse.
And that's probably where we're going to take off into the second segment, the abuse part of the program. Well, not part of the program. Anyway, discussion on the program. When we come back, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rena Williams. Rena, I guess, kind of clearing the table for a sec, if folks are interested in wanting to pursue this, are you available for an outreach, even though you're from Portland?
Oh, absolutely.
And, wow, we got a lot of listeners. We don't go that far.
No, absolutely.
So Humboldt Del Norte, Curry County can give you a call and make contact with you?
Yes.
How would that be best?
I have a website, anotherlevelportland.com.
Another level.
And I have a Gmail.
Slow down, girl. Anotherlevel.com. Okay.
I already told the attorney yesterday at my breakfast that if she needs help down here with the task force, you know, I'd be willing to come.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. All right. We got that part taken care of. Now if somebody calls, we can take care of that. What do you see are some of the more vulnerable populations? Is that... the age? Is it the breakup of the family, the nuclear
yes.
family? Is it multiple blended family? What are the precepts
in the basics
of this?
So it's the foster care right now. It's foster care, and usually, you know, how when our youth goes to foster care, usually they're coming from a broken home. There's something going on. So I did a statistics through Portland State University. I'm part of the Multnomah County CSEC, Sex Trafficking Division. And so...
You kind of look like a Viking.
I was like, I'm tough. I'm tough, honey.
All right, Portland State mascot. Okay, let's keep going.
Oh, yeah, because I'm wearing green. Hello. No. But I went to University of Oregon to get my little human trafficking certificate.
So there's your green. Okay.
So anyway, the 80% of the foster care in Oregon has been, there's some sort of abuse, whether it's physical, sexual, you know, drug addiction. And then there's also, too, mental illness is taking place a lot, too. And so that's 75%. So 45% of our foster care children had been trafficked in Portland, Oregon.
45%?
Yes. It's because what happened, I believe what happened, and they just passed this law in January, is there was a gap between 16 and 18. So they considered 15 and under to be minors. Well, what happens to the other age bracket? How are they being serviced with, you know, like legally or whatever? So they just fixed it. Which, common sense, 18 and under, if they get caught for prostitution or trafficking, whatever, you know, they deserve to have services, you know. So it just, yeah. So it's like there's a lot of homeless people out there.
Do all states, are they all recognizing that, or are many of them already taking care of that gap?
I think there's a big risk to take in a 16 or 17-year-old that has been trafficked because only 30% of our foster care, you know, they get education on sex trafficking. They're just now, what I'm seeing with my research is they're just now recognizing they need to be trained on this issue when it comes to the child protective services.
So you're saying that the governmental structure needs to be educated, or those who are foster parents need to be,
both.
Or both?
Both.
Because okay. I know it's tough now to get foster parents.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. You know, I guess maybe the more naive of us.
Yeah,
it's tough special, enough to get. Yeah.
It's a specialized service, you know. Like, I have a family member, and when she got out of prison, they said, go to N.A., you know, go to a 12-step meeting. And it's like, that wasn't her issue. Her issue was sex trafficking, was prostitution.
So
or her issue
it's more
was
find
dancing.
Find a support group.
Yeah, somebody that really understands, you know, that addiction or that lifestyle. And you don't realize that all of this behavior comes from a broken home, or being sexually abused, or so on, you know?
Is there a drug component to it?
To cope.
Initially, or is that, something that is learned as a way to maybe
way
desensitize
to
yourself?
Yes, yeah.
The profile, the psychological profile of those who are on the buying end of the equation. Is it power?
Yes.
Is it?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. That's when I just told my man, my significant other, that's going to be my barrier. I try to take my program, I have an active support group, and it's up and running, successful. I tried to take it into the women's prison, and we were going back and forth, you know, about, well, we don't know where to put it at. Well, we'll, you know, get back to you. It sounds good. All of a sudden, they sent me a one-liner and said, no, we don't want to trigger the linen with this sensitive issue. And I'm thinking, what?
So something happened, obviously.
Yeah. And it's hard for me to, like, I have to be professional. So I have to watch what I say and how I say it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would imagine, particularly dealing with governmental entities,
yes.
It's a little bit more different because you're stepping on toes.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
If you're getting funding through one mechanism, and now that's being challenged, somebody's not going to be happy.
Yeah, and we need it. Reentry is very important for people that get out of prison or get out of jail. They need to have something to go to.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rena Williams from AnotherLevel.com.
Another Level Sex Trafficking Program.
Well, I was just trying to get the calls on. Talk Shop this morning presented by CDH Painting, by REDEC, American Ag Credit, Murphy's Markets, and Humboldt Termite and Pest Control. Rena, what is the biggest misconception about sex trafficking? And I guess it would be an American perspective rather than some of the international that you referenced.
I would say the biggest misunderstanding, is that what you said?
Yeah, or misnomer, or falsehood, or...
I think it's not is having the lack of education or thinking that you can get a degree or a certificate to go out and help somebody with this that is a victim of sex trafficking. The trauma is so deep. It's so deep, you know? It's way beyond losing your children. It's way beyond overdosing. It's like just, I mean, it's oppressed. Because what those victims go through, male or female, or young and old, is horrific.
So what are some of the things that can be addressed? I mean, if it's, yeah, obviously it's going to take time. An awful lot of time, but are there early easy steps that are being overlooked at this point as far as trying to get folks to whether create or restart their life?
I believe it's easy to mask, you know, what the victim really needs, like what they really need. Like a lot of agencies or resources will give them phones, clothes, hotel vouchers,
surface
but
things.
yeah, but they need somebody to understand. They need services that understand that they can trust them, that they'll be safe, you know, and just get
physically safe as well as mentally safe.
Yes, especially emotionally safe. Yeah.
Now we've heard stories in our neighborhood. A lot of it is in the drug industry.
Yeah.
So when you said gang-related, is it gang-related in the drug industry? Is the drug industry a subset of that? You hear about some of these folks wanting to work in the marijuana industry, and then they get put way out. There's no cell phones. There's nobody around. And guess what? Your job description has just changed.
Well, it's just easier. I believe it's easier to use a human being than have to use yourself to stand there and be a dealer, a grower, or whatever. It's easier just to use that person as a commodity, you know, to use over and over and over. Because they're not going to go away. You know, like if you go to jail, if you're trafficking with somebody, you're still going to get that money. If you go to jail and you don't have no drugs, your money stops. And so that's why the gang affiliation has changed. It's that game has changed, and it's easier for them to hide behind, you know. And I know I've done some research down here, and it's the girls are going on social media down here to be clippers, and you can't clip no marijuana unless you're 21 years old. And I know that there's girls younger than that that go up there.
And do the
training. They're really taking a risk at making that money.
That's the thing that I guess if you're not in that situation, it's kind of tough to grasp. You know, why would you put yourself into a scenario that best case scenario is going to work out the way it's supposed to? Worst case scenario, there's a lot of downside to it.
Yes.
Whether it's with this or with other behaviors that are out there. Same parallel arguments and questioning for me with meth. Who's going to put rat poison in them? It just doesn't make sense. So where are the levels of vulnerability or susceptibility? Is it just not thinking the what if, or is it chasing that association to somebody or someone?
I think nowadays, and I hate to say this, but nowadays I think it's generational, because, you know, there's a lot of broken homes, and it's getting worse, and the drug industry has changed from, like, methamphetamine. You know, I never knew about methamphetamine in the early 80s. And then I didn't know about crack, you know. And so, and today it's the opiates. It's the Suboxone, the pills, and Oxys. And, you know, times just change. And I just think that the society, it's a generational thing. And it just needs to be addressed. And people need to be aware. So services can be provided. Yeah.
Do the international aspects... Is it, not that it makes too much difference, is it Americans being taken abroad or international coming to America?
It's both ways. And Americans are top buyers in Asia, American tourists, men, yeah, they go there. Because it's easy to find a 5-year-old, 7-year-old child, you know, as a buyer. Because it's a cultural thing, you know.
Now,
they've done it over and over due to their poverty.
Is it slave? And when you say buy, or are you buying the services, or are you buying individual?
You're buying services, but it's through the family members.
Oh, really?
Yes, and that's been
reuniting years. The family isn't necessarily a positive.
Oh, man, thing. It's been going on for years in Asia and outside of India, yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:40.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to LA will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like LA is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. Rena Williams is with us this morning. Rena, the concept of sex trafficking, most of us, I would like to think, don't have firsthand knowledge. So we rely on folks like you that are working in the industry and portrayals in either the social media, the Hollywood media, the news media. How do we separate fact from fiction as we start to try to better understand and, as a byproduct of that, protect those we care about?
You know, okay, so trafficking is real. I really think that people need to open up their mind and really believe that this horrific crime is happening. You know, people are being kidnapped, people are being manipulative, and, you know, I think the police department or the legal system really needs to get involved and really take it serious. It's not okay for women to come up missing on the reservation, and it's not a coincidence they're being kidnapped and trafficked. It's not a coincidence that women that go help up there on the marijuana farms are missing. You know, and like I said last night at the dinner with Serotonous, you know, we need to create task force, and people really need to take this serious and educate, research, do whatever they need to prevent people from losing their loved ones.
Is there, as someone who's familiar with this, are there any estimates for Humboldt County? If we or a population, let's say, of 150,000 people, which is kind of sort of what we are, okay, what the numbers mean? I mean, is there, just so we can kind of visualize something?
You know, all I see when I did a little research, I just saw missing. you know, missing linen. And the good thing is, Latumbo County is, they are donating, I think it was like $20,000 or something like that. So it looks like they're just now being aware that we have an issue here.
Yeah, there's been, I know, some recognition over the past years with the enforcement side.
Yeah.
And a lot of it obviously is a byproduct of the drug culture that has been here for 40
like
years.
Yeah. Fortuna, California, I was looking on their website for the city, and they just did the human trafficking how do you say that word? Proclamation, I can't say it.
Proclamation.
Sorry.
Right. I can help you out on that one.
I ain't had no coffee.
I've been around too many of those guys. I know. Proclamation, yeah.
Yeah. And that was October 15th, so I was very proud of Fortuna. Yeah, my high school.
What are the signs if we have a youngster in the house, either they or their friends? Obviously, this is coming from a parental or a grandparent. Are there signs that we can look for that might be a red flag warning, just how they interact with people?
My indicators are like abuse. Like if you see any bruises, usually a victim that's being trafficked will have their head down. They won't look at you.
So eye contact.
Malnutrition. Yeah.
Really? They don't?
No.
Huh.
But their nails could be done. You know, makeup
right.
could be flawless.
yeah. But the speech patterns or the language that's used isn't.
No, most traffickers, I believe most traffickers do not want to have their victims, like, too drugged out, because then they won't be able to perform, depending on the scenario and who they are.
Right,
yeah.
Who and what and where and all that stuff. Again, anotherlevel.com. If you want more information.
AnotherLevelPortland.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or I suppose we could call the folks at the DA's office, too, to help out with some of their cast and some of that kind of stuff. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Have a safe trip home.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Back to the City of Roses.
Oh, boy.
I want to thank Sir Optimus, too.